Sheni was taller than the Beis Hamikdash Harishon. For the Gemara Minolon, how do we know the Beis Hamikdash Sheni was taller than 30 Yamas? If it says in the Pasuk, God will yield Kvod HaBayis HaSeh HaAchron Min HaRishon. And how about we go now with Rabbi Shmuel, Yamar Lo Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Loza, Chadam of Abinyin, was the Sakat of the Beis HaAchron, I mean the second Beis HaMikdash, was Sakat bigger in height, the Binyin was bigger, the Chadam of Ishanim, one says it means in years, that the second Beis HaMikdash lasted 10 years more than the first Beis HaMikdash. And the Mer says, V'Yisaliyah, V'Yisaliyah, we often vote to them. But I call upon them, the second Beis HaMikdash was taller than the first Beis HaMikdash. That's why in the second Beis HaMikdash they couldn't have this Amah Traksin, because this Mechitza cannot stand up just with one Amah. You only had an Amah space there. You didn't have more than an Amah. So in the second Beis HaMikdash it was 60 Amahs tall, so this Mechitza couldn't stand up 60 Amahs just with a 6 Tefachim wide. Fred Gemara, okay, but V'nevdu T'losa Namah B'Binyan, why don't we make the first 30 Amahs, make it a wall, make a Binyan. V'idach, and the next 30 Amahs tall, never Prechis. That makes just with curtains. Gemara says Poshid, Kikoi Tlosanam so Name Agaptikro Maziva heavy koi. You know why this wall that's 30 amas tall could stand up when it's only an amma wide? Because it has support by the roof. The wall itself goes up to the roof. So it's like stuck into the roof. You have a roof holding it on top and the floor on the bottom, then it stays, it doesn't shake. But Beloy Tikro Maziva, here that you just want it to go up 30 amas, not touching the ceiling, and then to go for the prechis, Layavi Koi, it wouldn't stay. Okay, good. So don't go all the way up 30 amis. For levit my diefsha, as high up as you can go, that could stay by itself. Go only 10 amis, maybe. Go up 10 amis. That's all. Do that much for binyan. For levit either kreiches and the rest make a curtain. How come the lock in the base of migdish hasheni? Those things was only kreiches, only curtains. Amar Abaye Gemir. That's the lock. That's the Gemir we learned. That ikula be binyan, ikula be kreiches. You can't play around with this kreiches. Either the whole thing has to be a binyan, like we had in the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, or else the whole thing has to be a curtain, like we had in the Mishkan. Ikulu b'binyan b'mikdash, learned after the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. Ikulu b'preiches b'mishkan. In the Mishkan, the preiches was the preiches. The division between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh was with the preiches. You can't have half and half. Now, Kopon was not conscious that we said that mechitzis could stand up. And there's a normal mechitza, if you want it to be wide, 5 tefachim, it has to be dalad amos tall, has to be wide normally 5 tefachim. Iboilu, I have a question like this. When our Mishnah says the shiur between these different bricks, of a chvei 6 tefachim, 5 tefachim, 4, 3, hein v'tzidin, are we talking about the width of the stones with the cement, the plaster in between? Or do it maybe hein v'loy tzidin, maybe only the stones without the sid, without the plaster in between? Or not by Yitzchok, Mestavra, Hein, Vesidin. Mestavra, the Mishnah is talking about the whole width of the wall with the plaster. Because he's talking about the Hein, Veloy, Sidin. If you want to tell me the Mishnah is talking about just the bricks itself, without this plaster, without the cement, Lisnai, Lishurai. So why does the Mishnah hit on already and say how much the shear of the width of the Kreisel will be with the cement? Like if the Mishnah tells you how much space you have to put down the wall on, so the Chur says the whole space of the Mechitza. So it's Mestavra saying those shear with the cement. El Lash Ramina Hein V'Sidin. Someone says Loi, maybe no. Liyoyle Menloch, we like to tell you Hein V'Loi Sidin. Maybe the Mishnah is only saying the width of the wall with the bricks alone, without the plaster, without the sin. V'Chiv Loi Have a Tefach Latoni. But maybe since the sin itself doesn't have to be wide a Tefach, the Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah only wants to say round off how wide in Tefachim it has to be. And maybe it's left to be another half of a Tefach, another quarter of a Tefach. Maybe you still need another shear for the sin. Einemar says, look, Tony, look at the Mishnah, for Levenim, if you want to use bricks, is there no Tefach HaMachta? Is there no Tefach HaMachta? So you see, it talks about half of a Tefach. Einemar says, no, Hosam Chazla Sarufei. But I call upon them together with 3 Tefachim. Now, since you come out to a round number, that's why it says it. But maybe you have to add on the Sid, and the Sid is less than a Tefach, that's what the Mishnah doesn't say. So we don't have a clear proof. Toshima coming here. HaKoyri Shamru, by Hilchas, by Yamavui, by a mavu, you know, when you want to be matzah to carry inside the mavu on Shabbos, you have to put a kaira, a beam going straight across on top. So it says, like kaira shamru rochvak de la kabbala reyach. It has to be wide enough, that kaira, in order to hold on top of it a half of a brick. What's a reyach? Chatzi levenish gimel tefachim. Half of a brick of gimel tefachim. So here you see, the brick itself is gimel tefachim, without the tzid. Because they were not talking about cement, they were talking about just the brick itself. Someone says, Hossam Bravrasa. There maybe it's talking about the big stones. Mashenka, here we're talking about smaller stones, smaller bricks, that are with the sid, it's that side.
And they can never bring a proof. Tiktoni says, Shall Shloisha Tvachim. Says over there, bricks of three Tvachim. Nechlal Diyika Zutra Shvamina. Mashmah there are smaller bricks than that. Therefore, when that Mishnah over there by Kira, by Mavui, they can't bring a proof to our luck over here. Their taka means the brick by itself says Gimel Tvachim. Those are big bricks. Maybe here in the Mishnah, when it says the bricks are Gimel Tvachim, it means with the sit. The brick itself is a little bit narrower, but with the sit together is Gimel Tvachim. All right, stop here. You're holding up Gimel on my base. Omer Rav Chisda. Loylister inish beknishta adaboni beknishta achriti. If you want to knock down the shul, the basic knesses, you're not allowed to knock it down and then build up. But first you have to build up the new shul, and then you can knock down the old one. That's called loylister inish beknishta, don't knock down your shul adaboni beknishta achriti, until you first build up the new shul. What's the reason? Ikadiyami some say mishum shiyusa. We're afraid that you may not get around to build up the new one. If you break down the old one, so all you did is you broke it down. We're afraid maybe you'll be a pesha, you won't get around to build up the new one. Rashi Dilma Misrami Yonis, who posh of Levoni Achriti, you won't build up the new one so fast. Therefore, the Rabbanan say, don't knock down the old one until first you build up the new one. Diki the Amri, some say the reason is, Mishum Tsluye, that you're not going to have a place to daven in between. Rashi calls them an abinyan. If you knock down the old one first, then where are you going to daven? There'll be no place to daven in between. So Mar says, "My benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? Ika benayu diika. Shalfi Gers is not, but Al Gers in the print is beik nishachriti. Or else, stam if there's another place to daven. And the gimel here is sama geris, or else duchta. The other Gers the Mashur has is duchta letsluya." Kids, whether there's another shul in town or whether there's another place to daven, that's nafkamina. If there's another place, another room to daven in, even though it's not a shul, but you have a place to daven in between, so then you're allowed to knock down your shul first and then build it up again. But according to the first reason, that are afraid Mishim Shusa, maybe you won't build up the second one, you're not allowed to knock down the first one even though there's another place to daven. Nothing more says, Mereimar Umazutra Sasri Ubone Bekaito Bisisvosa. They used to build down Bekaito, that's a summer shul, Bisvos in the winter. Ubone Beis Bisvosa Bekaito. And they would build up the winter one in the summer one. So Rashi learns like this, Bekaito means in the summer, Bisvos in the winter. That means Beis HaKnesa Soyalem, the Yemois HaKharif. They had two different shuls. They had one shul for the winter months, which was Nomach Lo, Diksolim, Rechovim, Vechaloinus Motim, very small windows. Vivnei Atzinik, sometimes it gets very cold in the winter, so you don't want to have such a cold shul. But Vimoy Sacham, in the summertime, Beit Knesset Sachar, Shav Yisholot Boy. In the summertime, they had a different shul, where it'd be more windows, more open, so this place had two different shuls. So in this case then, you're allowed to knock down the winter shul in the summer, and build it up, because Mishum Shiyusa, we're not afraid, like must probably have a long time to do it, you'll build it up in that time. Or else it says, he bounces another Beis Knesset, like if he gets stuck, you can always dive into the other Beis Knesset. So since you have a Beis Knesset there, therefore you're allowed to knock down the winter one, and build it up during the summer. Oh, Malei Revin L'Ravashi, Govu Zuzei Omachti Mai. What's going to be if they collected all the money ready for the new shul? They collected already the $500,000. They collected already. My, now we want to knock down the old shul to build up the new one. But we have the money already. Are we afraid Mishum Pshius or not? Omalei said back to him, yes, still we're afraid. Dilma Misrami lo pidyon shvuyim. Maybe you'll come up a mitzvah, somebody will be caught, captured by the goyim, and we'll have to pay ransom money to free him, and the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim will give v'yoyvel hu, and they'll give the money away for the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. So therefore, even though the money is collected already, still you're not allowed to knock down the old shul first. You have to first build up the new one, and then knock down the old one. For the Gemara, what's going to be Shurige Livni, Vahadri Hudri, Omachti, Kishuri Mai? What's going to be of all the bricks, and all the beams are all ready? Not only did they collect the money, but they also have all the material ready. Rashi says, Shurige Livni means, Misudorim Alevenim Ze'agazem. The bricks are piled up one on top of another, and they're all ready to be put to build. Or else Hadri Hudri, or else Neshufin, Musakonim, Rihite Agag. Means Mamish, everything, the roof, all the beams, everything is ready. So what's going to be in this case now? Or Malay, no, still it's also.
because Zimni the Misramilu Pidgin Shvuyim may begin to be one Jew that'll be captured by the Goyim, he'll have to pay his ransom, and Mizavni Vyoivalhu, and you'll have to sell all this material to have money to pay the ransom. So therefore you're not allowed to knock down the old shul even though you have all the material ready. So Gemara says if you go so far already, if so, Afilu Boni Nami, even if they build up the new shul already, so what? Maybe they'll sell it. Rashi says, Kiboni Nami Be Kanishta Khadato, even when they build up the new shul, Lanistura, still you should not be able to knock down the old shul. The Dilma Masrama Pidyon Shvuyim is Avilay. Maybe still there'll be a Pidyon Shvuyim, and you'll have to sell the house. So what if you build up a shul? It's worth $500,000, so you'll sell it? Malay said that no. The Dirosa the Inshulay Mizavni. Masha, that's not Shkhir, that nobody does. People don't even ask for that. They don't sell the houses for a pidyon shvuyim. You only take material or money. So therefore, once the shul is built up already, even before they moved in, then you would be allowed to knock down the old one. Then we're not afraid anymore, you would sell the shul. Now, there's only talking about that in the old shul, you did not see a crack. Like, you did not see it to be dangerous for it to be up. But if you saw a crack, that it may be dangerous, that maybe it's going to fall down, then Sasri, then you're allowed to knock down the shul first, because there'll be a Sekhonis Afoshis otherwise. Therefore, Sasri, you're allowed to knock down the shul first, Ubani, and then you could build up the new shul. Kiho the Ravashi, like the case was by Ravashi. He saw a crack in the wall in the shul in the Mosamachsa, and Sasre, he first knocked down that wall and knocked down the whole shul. And the Ayulipurayal Hosim, and he put his bed now into the shul. In other words, Rashi learns the Ayulipurayal Hosim Kadeshla Yisiyayish Bibinyonenu. Then they should not stop building. No, he wanted to have a fast job done, so he wanted to live there. Shachamavag Shavim Mitzaramoisai. Because the Kozman, the roof is bare. Like Masam, in the case was, Sam, the roof was bare. So they knocked down the roof in order to put a new one in. So he put his bed into the shul to sleep there the whole time, like to make sure the workers won't know slow. They'll do a fast job to get it done fast. The Yael Lepur Lehosam, for Layafke, didn't take it out, Adim Sakin Le Shvichi, until they first fixed their Rasha's Mazam, until they fixed the drip of water. That was the Maisa. So he says, I got the riches over here. How is he allowed to put his bed into shul? Ah, you're not allowed to sleep in the shul. So kids, the Toy Shita is that it wasn't in the shul itself, but it was in a different room outside. But inside the shul itself, the Mamash Shreya Shiloh, Toy Shita is that even though Bati Knesias that are built in Bovel, there's no head that was built on it tonight. Anytime you have a shul, even here in LA, once you use the shul for davening, you're not allowed to do dvorim of design other things in the shul. You can't have some meetings there, you can't have some social things there. A shul has kedusha to it. And therefore, the kasha, how could he put his bed in there? The Torah has to answer that his bed he put outside, not inside the shul. Right. Obobe ben Buta from our kasha. Now, Bob will soon see the story with him. But Obobe ben Buta, heichi aspe le eitzo lehurdis, how did he give advice to Hurdis, to King Hurdis, le mistere le beis hamigdish, to knock down the beis hamigdish? We'll soon see the story. And this time, he like knocked down the beis hamigdish hasheni and rebuilt it. He made the mamish beautiful. The question is, how did Baba Ben Buddha give him advice to knock it down? I've Omer Rav Chizdo, lo lister inshi beknishta the boni beknishta achriti. You're not allowed to knock down the shul until first you build up the new one. See, here he wasn't going to build up a new base amigdish. He just wants like remodel the old one. So how was he allowed to give him an eitzah to knock it down? You're not allowed to knock down the shul before you build up the new one. Have shita that goes upon the base amigdish also. So Teretz says, Iboye Saima to you achozibay. One Teretz says that Baba Ben Buddha saw a crack in the wall. So that's why you're allowed to knock it down and fix it up. Because otherwise there'll be a sakona. Iboye, like we had before. Iboye Saima, or else I'll tell you, Machus Hashani. You go according to the first Teretz we had before. That the reason why you can't knock down the old one, because Mishum Shiyusa, we're afraid maybe you won't get around to build up the new one, but by a king you don't have that concern. When a king says he'll do something, he'll do it. We're not afraid it won't be done. The Machus Hashani, king is different. Loi Hadribe, he won't retract on what he said. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said, Ki Yom HaMachus HaKorona Turei. If a king will say he'll uproot a mountain, Oka Turei, Shnei, he'll do it. When the king says something, he'll do it. Loi Hadribe, he won't be choy. Now the Gemara explains what was the story here. Hurdis really avda the Beit HaShmonoi heavy.
Really, all he was he was just an Eved by the Beis Chashmonai. He was an Eved, that's all. Neved Kanani. No son ain't of Yosef Tinoikis. There's another girl there, and he started to like her. Yoimachod, one day, Shomahu Gavra has heard this whole, heard a baskil, the Yomah that said like this, that Kol Avdo Demored Hashda Matliach. Any Eved that rebelled today, he'll be Matliach. Like, I've heard this girl to kill out all the base. Chashmonoi, he'll be able to kill them all out. So that's what he did. Kom Hurdus got up that day, Kat Lino Lekule Marusei. He killed out all his masters there. Like all the people left from base Chashmonoi, he killed them out. The Shire Lehu Yenukasa, he only left over one girl, he left over from them. Ki Chozhi Yenukusa, to cover the mitzvah, when this girl saw the way Hurdus wanted to marry her, it's a legal yigra, she ran up to the roof. Verami Kolan, she gave out a scream and said like this, Omer, she said, whoever says I come from Beis Chashmonoi, you should know Avdahu, that person is a Neved Kenani. Why? Because the only people that were left over from the whole Beis Chashmonoi was Hurdis and me, this girl. So since she's Mekil herself right now, the only one left over is Hurdis, and he's an Eved. Therefore, whoever says he comes from base, Chashmonoi is from the Mishpach of Hurdis, which is an Eved. Nofla Migra, she fell down from the roof, Lara to the ground, she killed herself.